This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends. Consumers would be notified of AI-generated content under this proposal. Meanwhile, Pennsylvania could very well become the next state to ban using handheld devices while driving. Stamp prices are going up again. Lastly, an ATM for dogs? I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. A bill would inform consumers in the state when content has been created by AI, reports the Associated Press. What this bill would do, should it pass, would change Pennsylvania's unfair trade practices and consumer protection law to require, quote, clear and conspicuous disclosure, unquote, when AI has been used to make written text, images, audio, or video. This notice would have to be displayed when the content is first shown to consumers. In the words of the bill's main sponsor, Representative Chris Pielli, quote, this bill is simple. If it's AI, it has to say it's AI. Buyer beware. This bill, additionally, would prohibit defendants from arguing that child sexual abuse material generated by AI isn't illegal under criminal law. The bill was forwarded to the Senate for consideration on the heels of a 146-54 vote. Pennsylvania could very well become the next state to ban using a handheld device while driving, reports PennLive. The State House, in a 124-77 vote this week, approved an amended version of a Senate-passed bill that would make it illegal for a driver to use electronic devices, from texting to dialing to answering a phone call, while driving in an effort to combat distracted driving. The only exception would be if the driver is notifying first responders during an emergency. Any violators would face a $50 fine, although for the first 12 months the law's in place, only a written warning would be issued. The bill would also require minors to submit a certification form signed by a parent or guardian indicating they viewed information on the dangers of distracted driving on PennDOT's website, and in turn would require PennDOT to include at least one question related to distracted driving on the driving test. Further information regarding this bill remains pending. Stamp prices are going up again, states Lehigh Valley Live. This price increase for the first-class forever stamp will take shape in July and will amount to 5 cents, meaning stamps will cost 73 cents total instead of the current 68. This change is meant to offset the cost of inflation, and the last time the forever stamp's price went up was this past January. Other fees that'll get a bump in their price tag are metered 1-ounce letters as well as domestic postcards. For more information on that, feel free to click on the related link in the podcast article. There's a TD Bank on Broad Street in Philadelphia that has something not a lot of others do, says Philly Voice. An ATM for dogs. Dogs go up to this ATM, which is just a mini version of the ones for humans, step on its mat, and get treated to a free biscuit that's dispensed into a bowl below for them to scoff down. As to why this TD Bank did this, well, why not? Happy Friday, you guys. Also, I am so sorry there wasn't an episode yesterday. I got the sickest I've been in a while. It knocked my socks off, and it forced me to break my streak in recording this for like 3 years in a row nonstop. Sorry again, and thank you for your patience, and thank you for listening. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and I'll see you next week for more Today in PA. This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends.